And to return to our main story, the indictment of Vice President Cheney's chief of staff, Louis Libby, in connection with the CIA leak case. And joining us from Washington is NPR's Larry Abramson. Just a bit here, Larry, about the specific items in these five indictments.
There's obstruction of justice, one count. Counts two and three are false statements to the grand jury. That would be last year when Scooter Libby, you know, basically had his chance to make a clean breast of all of this. And then counts four to five are perjury. It's a little bit complicated to get into the distinction between those two accusations of lying, but they're each for specific instances in which he basically misinformed the grand jury, said that he got information from reporters when, in fact, he got it himself from the CIA and passed it on to reporters.
What could be the penalties that he'll be looking at here?
30 years in jail and $1.25 million in fines. So this is not small beer. This is serious stuff. It's also worth saying that sometimes false statement and perjury charges can be difficult to bring. If you read this indictment, you'll see that there's a very complicated history that the jury is going to have to sort through. And there's going to be a lot of he said, she said. And let's bear in mind, we're only getting the grand jury side, which was basically the prosecutor side of this whole story. We've heard a little bit about Scooter Libby's side, and some of that's recounted here, but he may have more to say about why the statements that he made were, in fact, accurate.
Now, Karl Rove, the presidential advisor, the political advisor for President Bush in the White House, he was not indicted today, but we keep hearing that that's a possibility in the future. Is that right?
That's right. And it's interesting. I'm still trying to figure out all of the arrows and circles in this story. But I believe Karl Rove is referenced not by name in this indictment as being one of the sources of the information that Robert Novak used in his column as an official A who's referenced. And that may be the hole that the prosecutor is trying to fill in to figure out exactly what Rove's role was. The prosecutor, I don't know whether he's asked to extend the grand jury's term yet or not, but he will have to do something like that in order to continue the investigation of Rove. Rove appears to have played a similar role to that of Scooter Libby in basically putting this information out there to discredit Wilson. Whether he was as active as Libby was, who according to the story we're getting from the prosecutor, was very active, that remains to be seen, and it may not be enough to indict him on.
The special counsel, Patrick Fitzgerald, is going to, we assume, explain a bit of this a little bit later on in a news conference. But what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, next we're going to, we're going to have Libby actually hire a criminal lawyer. He's had his own attorney who's not a specialist in criminal charges handling the investigation up to this point. There's a whole public relations scheme gearing up to basically make his case before the court of public opinion. And I think we're going to be getting more information about this than we have in the past because the investigation before the grand jury was secret. We were only getting tidbits of information from people who were trying to spin things. Now, I think the leaks are probably going to step up quite a bit. And, of course, the trial will be in public.
NPR's Larry Abramson talking with us from Washington. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.